Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 14, verse 23. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with fasting and praying, committed them to the Lord, in whom they'd put their trust. Paul's first missionary journey is incredibly impressive. Having been nearly killed in Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went on to Lystra, where Paul was stoned so badly that some people thought he was dead. However, he summoned the strength to go on to Derbe, where he and Barnabas preached and got a wonderful response. Then, with massive courage, they headed back to Lystra and Iconium, where all the problems had been in the first place. You wouldn't have blamed them if they'd given those cities a wide berth, but not so. On their return journey, they did what they'd failed to do on their first visit and appointed elders. They knew that if these young churches were to flourish, they would desperately need leadership. As we watch the amazing growth of the early church, there's no question that leadership was an integral part of God's plan. If you look at the church today, it is no different. Good, godly leadership is vital in every age. It's all too easy to assume that Christian leadership is the same type of leadership as you might find in a business or sport. But while they may undoubtedly share some common elements, Christian leadership is distinctive in that we're called to be servants of the living God. Jesus served with humility, gentleness, and love, and that's exactly what he looks for in church leaders today. So let me ask you this question. What are you personally able to do to support Christian leaders? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the gift of leaders in your church. Help us to love and support them in their demanding work. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.